This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When the weather's just right, maybe like it is today, and you're thinking about going out for a run along a beautiful Boston Parkway, what's the first place you think of? Be truthful here. Is it the Esplanade? Or maybe the Rose Kennedy Greenway? Not the Greenway? Really? Well, you're not alone, because Boston's Big Dig Park has failed to thrive, and new zoning rules have recently been issued in an attempt to change that. Critics, however, say it's just too little too late, so we'll take a deeper look at how to make the Greenway grow a little later this hour. But first, straight to Beacon Hill, where the Senate is debating their casino bill right now. The Senate version differs from the House proposal in a couple of key ways. A, it will license 3 resort-style casinos rather than 2. And B, it will not allow slot machines at the state's existing racetracks, a provision that House Speaker Robert DeLeo says he'll stick by. DeLeo's home district includes the Wonderland and Suffolk Downs racetracks, so just to be clear there, he wants slots at those tracks. Meanwhile, the state's 2 federally recognized Indian tribes have both set their sights on building a casino in Fall River. The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe struck a deal with Fall River last month to build a resort-style casino on 300 acres along Route 24. And now today, the Aquinnah Wampanoag tribe says it's ready to build on another site in Fall River near Interstate 195. Richard Bennett is an attorney for the Aquinnah Gaming Corporation.
As soon as casino gaming is legal in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, any tribe that is federally recognized and has lands in trust can game.
Joining us now to talk about the developments on Beacon Hill today is WBUR reporter Steve Brown. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Meghna.
So, Steve, the casino hearings usually get blood going up there on Beacon Hill. So what's the scene in Gardner Auditorium?
Well, the room is packed. There's probably 300 to 400 people there. They're mostly supporters. They've been organized by the trade unions. The unions, of course, back casinos. They're wearing T-shirts that say casinos now, jobs now, and casinos plus unions equal good jobs. There are opponents there as well, not quite as many, but the opponents are getting more organized as well. They've hired a PR firm that was headed by, or that is headed by, the former Speaker Sal DeMasi spokesman. Of course, if you remember, DeMasi was vehemently opposed to casinos.
Mm-hmm. So they're not giving up just yet. So, Steve, we know that the Senate plan licenses or would license 3 casinos. On the House side, that plan only would license 2. So does that mean that we could have at most 3 casinos in Massachusetts if the plans go forward?
There could be 4, as the lawyer for the Aquinnah Wampanoags points out. They don't need a state sanction to game. As soon as it's legal in Massachusetts, they can open up. So it means we could have as many as 4. If the state licenses 2. Now, the Senate version just tries to allow the state to benefit from one of the tribes if they open up a casino, as well as 2 non-tribal casinos.
Okay, so the total number of casinos still up in the air, but also the idea of slot machines at racetracks, that seems to be a big sticking point between the House and the Senate.
That's going to be the bone of contention between the House and the Senate versions. There are some supporters, though, of slots in the Senate. Senator Mark Pacheco is on the House Ways and Means Committee. And keep in mind that he's from Taunton and that the Rainham track is in his district. He was stressing that slot parlors and resort casinos can coexist. He pointed to research from UMass Dartmouth that said that customers of racinos are not the same customers of resort-style casinos. He said that the research shows that racinos don't take any business away from the casinos. Casinos may take some business away from the racetracks and the racinos. Now, as you mentioned, Speaker Bob DeLeo really wants to have the slots go forward. Wants to bring jobs to his district, Wonderland and Suffolk Downs, keeping those open. They're both struggling now. Both Senate President Therese Murray, though, and Governor Deval Patrick have said that they're opposed to the slots. They say it's the wrong kind of gaming.
And, Steve, what exactly do they mean by the wrong kind of gaming?
Well, they believe the resort-style gaming with hotels and shopping and restaurants is more economically beneficial to the state without bringing problems that can come with expanded gambling, the social problems that can go along with gambling addiction.
As you were saying, the maybe greater jobs also, the resort-style casinos as well.
That's right. These resort casinos would need to be built, so there's construction jobs right away. The racetracks exist. All they'd have to do is just truck in those slot machines, so there's no jobs right away. The argument for jobs at the racetracks is that there are people there and they're losing their jobs now, and so if they can get the slots in there right away, those jobs would be saved.
And Steve, just to wrap up, I mean, these hearings are going on right now as we speak, but when can we expect to see a vote actually come out of the Senate?
Probably sometime this month. It's up to Senate President Therese Murray to decide exactly when this will be taken up. But there's a sense that the casino bill is gaining momentum here at the State House. Passage of some sort is inevitable because the clock is ticking on this legislative session. All controversial legislation has to be finished by the end of July.
WBUR Steve Brown at the State House, thanks so much.
Thank you.